Pat, how are you?
Good, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very, very well. I know you're a happy Spartan fan, aren't you?
It was a fun weekend at Northwestern. I was nervous, but we'll take all the W's like that we can get, I guess.
What was the vibe like in Chicago and Evanston because you were over there this weekend?
Well, you know, we take the L from the city over to the campus, and all the trains or the L trains were full of green and white. And you could, you know, we're sitting on the train waiting for them, and you can hear people chanting, "Go green, go white." So it's very optimistic as the game started, and I'd say about 40% of the fan base there was Michigan State people. But quickly, when we got down, I think it was 17-0, we were down, it turned, we were like, oh my gosh, is this our old Spartans? Is this what's going on? But they proved us wrong. So it was a fun atmosphere, celebratory at the end.
I want to tell you a story somebody told me yesterday. Apparently, when he was over in Chicago, he couldn't find any Spartan gear. And he asked the athletic director, Mark Hollis, what was the deal? He couldn't find any Spartan gear. And Hollis said he looked into it and was told by the Nike officials, "Don't worry about it. We'll be sending it all out to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl." I like that a lot.
Me too. Well, they haven't said that in a long time.
Well, let's talk about the Marquette project. It was given an okay by a judge. It's ruled that the city council should have approved the Marketplace plan. I want to get your comment on that.
Well, you know, we're excited that, you know, we can continue to move forward now and, you know, continue the momentum that's been started downtown. We're, you know, a little disappointed that the city had to extend its time and money and resources along with ours to get to that kind of solution. We're just happy to be at a solution, and she looked at all the documents and said, you know, this is what should have happened, this is why, and you know, you need to move forward. So that's where we're at. It's not the way we wanted it to happen, but we're moving forward.
Circuit Court Judge Rosemary Aquilina said that should be approved for your brownfield redevelopment plan, saying that the city should have okayed tax incentives for this project, which would add up to the project itself as a $23.1 million project. And as we had talked many times on here, Pat, you were disappointed because this goes way beyond the money issue. You are making great efforts, as you have said, to hire local workers and to really help Lansing grow.
Well, you know, that's our mission of our company is to help downtown Lansing, help make a difference down there, whether it's through creative thoughts or, you know, positive actions or new buildings going up. Whatever we're doing, we're trying to make a difference. And so that's what the basis is here, and, you know, this allows us to move forward and keep doing that. And we do, you know, the Army project, the one we're going to start here in probably the next 60 days, we're looking right now at hiring over 80% local labor, which is, for a project that size, is almost unheard of. So we're excited to be able to make that claim with pride, being from here in Lansing, saying 80% of the workforce will be right here from this area. So,
Pat, who decided to seek court approval for this project?
Well, really, that's the only option we had. We've been in front of council a couple different times, and each time their decision was the same. And, you know, we looked at the documents, and my legal team looked at the documents and said, something's not making sense here. You've done what you're supposed to do. You've met the criteria. The development agreement has been honored on your end. Someone with a clear head needs to look at this document and tell us where we go from here. So that's kind of how the decision was made and why.
We're talking about a mixed use development that would put approximately 85,000 square foot, six-story apartment building near the new Lansing City Market. When it comes to hiring the labor for the construction of that project, where are you? Have you sat down with the union yet? Have you found any common ground or compromise?
Well, we've sat down quite a few times. I don't think we're there yet as far as a common ground or compromise. I know we're not there, but it won't be from lack of trying. I am going to continue to reach out and continue to try to get this thing figured out. I don't view this decision as, hey, it's okay just to roll with this thing. I do want to sit down with a couple of the top folks and figure out a way to make this work for local workforce and a mixed workforce. So we'll be working on that in the next couple of weeks here.
And Pat, you have mentioned that you would like to see 40% to 60% of the workers be paid the union wages, and then you need some flexibility for the rest of the project.
You know what? We don't know where it will end up. It's possible it could end up a lot higher than that. It's just a matter of where the numbers come in on the different trades and different aspects of the residential work that we're doing. And it's, you know, residential work is kind of a specialty. It's a kind of a light gauge construction craft, so a little tougher to find a broad base of workers to do that. But we're gonna try, and we're gonna spread a wide net and try to capture as many local as we can, and from, you know, where they come from and what affiliation they have, we won't know. But we're gonna try to be as open and inclusive as we can.
When do you want to break ground?
Well, this morning we're gonna be over at the MEDC turning this approval in so that they can do what they do, which probably take 45 to 60 days, and then we'll work on building plans and financing. But we definitely want to break ground in 2011 and let all the workers that are going to be at that Accident Fund building, I think starting in March or April, come to work every day and look out their window and see the new housing going up right across the river, so they can maybe make a decision to move downtown and be close to work. And moving sometime in 2012 would be our ideal scenario.
You haven't broke ground. You have so much further to go on this project, but how much would you say that your company has invested in this project already?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question. We got a lot of money and time invested and passion invested. I mean, a lot of creative thought. This has gone on for two or three years now, and it, you know, the new markets come to fruition. There's boats on the river. There's bar restaurants on the water. So it's starting to pay off, not so much monetarily, but in the perception of our city, and it's really cool to see.
Pat, you sound so much more hopeful, so much more positive. You were very disappointed before. I think as much as being a businessman and you want to turn a profit, I think you're really excited to see Lansing grow, perhaps the way that Grand Rapids is blowing up right now.
You know what? We'll never be Grand Rapids or Columbus. We'll be Lansing, but that's not a bad thing. We've got a lot of good things going for us, and we can be our own, you know, unique type of city here. And what we're becoming is really pretty cool. I think you're starting to see the movement, and you're starting to see an energy downtown and a perception of our area that's different than it was. And I think it's a good thing. And if we can keep that going forward, we are getting people coming here going, well, I didn't realize Lansing was this cool. And once that starts, that word gets out there.
And then, Pat, before we let you go, remind us of the other projects that you have either on the drawing board or about to go in action in the Mid-Michigan area.
Well, the first one will be the Marshall Street Armory, which is over by Lansing Catholic High School and Pattengale Middle School. It's a 1920s armory. It's going to be 38,000 square feet of nonprofit collaboration headquarters for five or six nonprofits. Going to historically renovate the Marshall Street Armory. Then this marketplace project in Rio Town, we're getting ready to open a restaurant, basically based upon social media. So we're put it out there, Rio Eats Project, if you want to look it up on the web. Basically, we're asking people, what should we name it? What should the outside look like? What should the theme be, the brand of the restaurant? What should our menu be? How should we market it? And we're getting answers and suggestions from all over the country. So that one should open. We gave ourselves 90 days from the time we started the website to open the Rio restaurant. So we don't know what the menu is going to be, who's going to run it, what the name's going to be, but I think we're down to about 75 days. So we got to get hopping. It's going to be nice.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Have a good day.